You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And the best advice I can give you is, if I can do it, you can do it. No matter where you are, where you come from. Color doesn't matter, religion doesn't matter, where you grew up doesn't matter, circumstances don't matter. I'm telling you, if you'll make the promise of the future clear for yourself, the things you want, the places you want to go, the things you want to have, the person you want to become, the skills you want, the homes you want, the future you want, the friends you want, all of the values of life that you could possibly want. If you'll make that clear, make those lists, and be serious about it, I promise you it's an easy price to pay. Anybody can pay it.
Do everything that you feel, even if you are told that it's the wrong thing.
Most of you are your own biggest hater. Most of you sit there and you don't go because you're afraid to go because of what people might say. It's not what they actually said. It's what you're imagining in your brain, what people might say if you do this or if you do that. And guess what? That makes you your own biggest obstacle that you need to overcome to even go. So when people sit here and they don't go because they're afraid of the opinions of others, they're actually afraid of the made up opinions that they've made up. And that's pretty f***ed up if you really break that down.
We all have a voice here inside that it tells us all the time, it tells us the truth, and it tells us sometimes what we don't want to hear. You hear too much what the outside world said, you're gonna be one of them very soon.
Doesn't matter what people think of you or say about you. Your focus should not be on what people are saying. Your focus should not be on people's opinions. Your focus should be on changing yourself. Your focus should be on having positive opinions about yourself. No matter what you do, no matter who you are, there are always going to be people that will try to tear you down. There's always going to be people that talk down on you. So the point of building a healthy self-image isn't to win people over. It's to win yourself over. Because remember, if there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you're completely immersed into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived. You have arrived. That's it.
Life isn't fair. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder, to test us, to drive us. Mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from. When I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me.
At some point, you have to grow up and you have to be an adult. If your life is going to change, you are going to have to be the one to change it. You can't blame anyone else anymore. That blaming is now gone. Your life is where it is because you created your life to be where it is. It's no one else's fault but your own. If you want to keep playing the victim, you can go for it, but it's going to cost you the life that you want.
The most difficult roads lead to the most beautiful destination. And so although it's painful and confusing, we keep walking.
What's that thing for you? That thing you've been wanting to do for a while now? Have you done it? No? Well, I'm just here with a friendly reminder that nobody will do it for you. If you're waiting for others to share the same convictions as you before you act on it, you'll be waiting for a very long time. Time that will render your desires to act on your dreams useless if you keep putting it off. Stop waiting on other people or the perfect conditions in order to start something. That passion you want to pursue, the longer you think about it without doing, the more you get used to inaction. And the more you get used to inaction, the easier it is for the dream you once had to slip out of your hands. So sacrifice for what you want before what you want becomes a sacrifice.
How many Mondays have you told yourself that you were going to start? How many years have you made the same resolutions that you failed to keep? How many times have you had the conversation where you say, for real this time I mean it. No, seriously, I mean it. We're doing it this time. How many times have you told yourself that? My guess is a lot. What makes you think, haven't you told yourself this over and over and over again? You have to understand that if you are to make a change in your life, you have to develop the ability to adhere to a plan.
Resistance is that inner force that we all have, that when we go to do anything, particularly if it's meaningful, we have that voice inside our head that says, you're not good enough to do this. You can't do this. Resistance is that voice inside our head that tells us we're not good enough, do not proceed. Resistance will never be louder for you than when you're putting something out into the world. And to take that one step further, it will never be louder than when you're putting something out into the world that you really care about.
A clear horizon. Nothing to worry about on your plate. Only things that are creative and not destructive. Look forward. The road is clear ahead, and now you're going to create something. I think that's as happy as I would ever want to be.
Everything is going to be okay. What seems scary right now will make sense soon. You have the power to change, but it can't be changed from a place of fear. It has to be changed from a place of love and belief. So, don't be scared anymore.
Most people know what they need to do, but very few actually do it. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to get better and way less time actually doing the work. It all comes down to how much you want it. Most people know what they want, but very few people want it bad enough to actually do something about it. So on the days where you don't feel like showing up, are you the kind of person to push past and keep going? Or are you the one looking for an excuse to take a break?
And the last thing I think about is like, why not? Like, why not you? Like, why can't you achieve all the things that are in your heart and your mind? Why can't you, you know, break that generational curse? Why can't you get up and start taking those steps? You know what I mean? Why? Like, what's stopping me? And when you really get to the root of what's stopping you, the only thing that is truly stopping you is you, you know? And you have the power to take that stand and to put one foot in front of the other, take it day by day, step by step, and become the person that God made you to be.
You're not what your parents tell you you are. You're not what your friends tell you you are. In fact, you're not even what you tell yourself you are, because you don't even truly understand your limitless potential. So when you live in a situation where you're limited by the opinions and the insecurities and the projections of other people, what you're doing is you're limiting your potential and your growth for self-development. And the first part is understanding that you can become whoever you want to become.
A mystery to yourself. You don't know who you are. You have patterns of behavior and you're not even understanding that. You don't know why you're angry. You think you're angry because that person said something mean to you or did something wrong. But in fact, your anger probably stems from things from deep, deep within, from your childhood. And you're not reacting to that person, but to actually your parents and what they didn't give you. The origin of wisdom, according to the Greeks, was know thyself. And I believe that very firmly, that knowledge about who you are is an end in itself and will help you in so many ways become that human being that I think we all have the potential to become.
All the things that you aren't willing to give up for the dreams that you have, and that is what the person who will beat you is willing to give up.
You might slip and fall in the process of trying to achieve your goals, but you need to remember that it's all part of the journey.
You see, many people say they want to be great, but they're not willing to pay the price of greatness. Are you willing to do what most people are not willing to do? Are you willing to put in the work even on holidays? Are you willing to work to perfect your craft even on weekends? Are you willing to study and get better and grow even on the nights you're invited to those parties? Are you willing to pay the price of greatness? Are you willing to pay that entry fee, the cost at the door of what it takes to be great? You don't just stumble upon greatness. You pay the price day by day, moment by moment.
Winning didn't know my name. Winning doesn't know who the hell you are. You know, winning keeps his hands in his pocket. It's going to keep his hands in his pockets. You know why? Because it doesn't want to point to anybody who isn't worthy. In order to see winning in all its glory, it wants to see you suffer. It wants to know what you're made of.
You stay in environments where people don't recognize the value of you, you will shrink your gift to the size of what they can stand. And that's what causes anxiety and depression and stress, because you have had to shrink into a form where people can tolerate you.
I don't wait for the perfect moment. Usually the perfect moment is now. The right time to tell somebody that you love them when you feel it, is right now. The right time to make that contact, right now. So I want to challenge you today. That call you need to make, make it now. That email you need to send, send it now. That chapter you need to write, that copy, that funnel, do it now. I love knocking things off the list because that creates momentum. And the more you do this, ironically, you will develop confidence in yourself to be able to attack things in the moment.
Not just about you. It's not just about whatever you're going to get. It's about the example that you're setting for every single person around you. It's the example in your household. It's the example in your neighborhood. It's the example in your community. And if we all took that seriously, the world wouldn't look the way that it looks. You have an obligation to extract the potential that is within you. You are given gifts. You are given a purpose. You may not know what they are yet, but it is your duty to figure out what they are. It is your duty to become the best possible version of yourself.
And you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real.
Okay, each and every day I'm just going to try to progress little by little. I'm going to try to take small steps each and every day. Understanding that every day is not going to be perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to have days where I mess up, but that's okay, because we're focused on the progress. We're not focused on trying to be perfect. And when you focus on the progress, that means even through mistakes, you're looking for the lessons and the ways that you can grow and progress through the mistakes.
The important thing is that you just keep climbing. Even when you do slide back, you're never at the bottom, because you're always higher up than when you started.
How is it gonna feel when your dreams become a reality? Go there. You go there, whatever it is.
Like, you have an opportunity to write the story you wanna have. You can write any story that you want. You just have to start writing it. If you want to have an asymmetric life, do hard things, do your thing, do it for decades, and write your story.
Spent so much of my life terrified what I was going to become and whether I was going to be right here, right now. God, how much time did I waste afraid I wasn't going to be right here, right now? If I could change, the only thing I'd change about my whole life would be fearing less that I wouldn't get right here, the place that I was going anyway. I wouldn't change all the mistakes and mishaps, I needed those, but all the constant worry that I wasn't going to make it, that took me out of enjoying the moment. It took me out of enjoying these experiences, smiling or eating my lunch or doing whatever I was doing. Know your mission, have faith you're going to get there. Wherever you go, it's going to be all right. Just find ways to get out of your head.
Love everything that happens to you as a way of learning and as a way of toughening yourself. Life involves pain. Life involves loss. The people that you know are going to die. You're going to get ill. You're going to have terrible things happen to you. People are going to screw you. Bad things are going to happen. That is life. That's what life is about. That's what any animals had to deal with. That's what you have to deal with. If you complain and you wish things were otherwise, that means that you don't love life. You don't like life. You don't accept it. Be the opposite. Accept everything that happens and find a way to love it and see the purpose behind it.
If life was nothing but green lights and we didn't have yellows and reds, things that make us pause, hardships, crises, times for introspection, then what the hell would it all be for? We need the yellows and the reds. That's how we evolve. That's how hopefully there's some ascension to our being.
There is always another mountain to climb. The game never ends, and as you keep playing, you realize that there are so many more levels than you thought. And the beauty of the game is not the things that the game gives you. The beauty of the game is the fact that you get to wake up every single day and keep playing.
The way to live a life full of peace and happiness is by letting your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. From this moment forward, you can make decisions based off of hope. No more lack mindset. Good things are coming to you.
Every day is a new shot for you to change your life. Every day is a new shot for you to reinvent yourself. Maybe you understand the power that when the sun comes up, it's a new opportunity for you to live your life, a new life of purpose, a new life of achievements, and a new life of success. You wake up with intention. Stop waking up like an accident. Start waking up with purpose and understand that nobody is coming to save you.
The next year is going to go by whether you're doing something about your life or not.
And so then you have to be brave enough to pounce, say, this is my moment. You can't be afraid to lose. You can't be in the moment worrying about what's going to happen. You have to just be like blinders on, just running as hard as you can. And you have to believe that it could be you. And it's really who can control the controllables the most in the moment.
And understand that things come and go, emotions come and go. The important thing is to accept them all, to embrace them all, and then you can choose to do with them what you want.
You see, most people, they want to go through life. I want to grow through life. And there's a world of difference. If you go through life, you're into the calendar and you're into birthdays. And if you grow through life, you're into how am I growing and what am I learning and am I getting better, because the next level of life always requires a better you.
I think the greatest of people that have ever been in society, they were never versions of someone else. They were themselves. You don't think about Michael Jordan, the basketball player, and say, oh, he was just like this other player. No. I think the greatest of people in society carved niches that represented the unique expression of their combinations of talents.
And look, I'll be the first one to tell you, there were a lot of days where I did not want to get out of bed. But if you have those little small goals, those little small things that get you excited when you don't want to, it's going to make it even better and even easier at the end. If you look at the greats in anything that in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation. For me, that's what I've found.
Nothing is harder than taking responsibility of your life, but you have to do it. You have to find the courage to chase after your dreams. You have to build the life you envision. You have to quiet the voices in your head that tell you you'll never be good enough. And you have to ignore the ones that say you'll fail. Because taking responsibility of your life isn't an answer. It's a journey. It's a door that once opened, you can't close.
things start to fall apart, it means that there's something else trying to emerge, which feels like your world is falling apart, either emotionally or mentally, and sometimes even physically. Things may shake and shift because it's been held together by your previous perception. It's a part of the letting go. It's a part of what has to happen. So we build our world based on our perception. So when that perception changes, our world changes. Things you thought brought you happiness before, you realize, oh, that was just something I was doing to fill in my imaginary hole. That I really don't have an imaginary hole. I'm really full, but I didn't think I was. That particular breakdown that is actually providing a breakthrough.
If a new day starts in the dark, where does your new beginning start? We all have demons. Acknowledge your demons. Figure out how to use them. Make them your allies. They're a part. They're not going anywhere. They are not going anywhere.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
You ain't never gave 100%. And in order to knock on the door 100 times, you're going to have to get 120. Get up out of here. You can't do this. And you're going to have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And most of you won't be successful, not because you can't do it, but you can't outlast your old you long enough to get to your new.
I don't know how far you can go, but I know that you can go farther than you have gone so far. The only guarantee that tomorrow is going to be better than today is that you're growing today. That's the only guarantee. And so what I know is every one of you can go farther than you've gone. You can do more than you've done. You can be more than you've ever been. This is what I know. And that's why I'm here. The only reason I'm here is because of your potential. It's the potential question. How far can you go?
Motivation is garbage. It's not there when you really need it. We are not motivated to do things that scare us. We are not motivated to step into the game. We are not motivated when it comes to doing things that feel a little scary, that feel like they might challenge us, that feel like we might not be good enough. Because guess what? There is greatness in you. Even when you don't feel like it, there is greatness for you to tap into. There is greatness that you can apply to this situation. So how the heck do you summon it? Just do it. Push through the hesitation because the power is in the action. Self-motivation means you understand what you need to do, why you need to do it, and you force yourself through the hesitation to do the thing you don't feel like doing.
If you can endure embarrassment for 1 month, you can change your entire life. Most people are just willing to live their entire life being just safe and comfortable in what I'm currently doing and what I know how to do, and I'm not going to endure embarrassment. But when you look at any of the most successful people in the world, they actively seek out embarrassment. People that are achieving extraordinary things in the world are completely lit up by feeling like a beginner. But you know that if I do this every single day for the next month, I'm going to be bad at it. And then if I do that again for another month, now I'm going to be okay at it. And then I do it again, now I'm going to be proficient at it. And all of a sudden, you put that together in a year, you might be in the top 5% at the end of a year. You need to like take that leap to say, okay, I'm just going to trust it. That's the scariest leap, that first one.
Just think about where you will end up if you continue on your current path. As I said, to do this, take some time to reflect on your current situation and your current choices and behaviors. Now, write down on a piece of paper where you're going to end up in 5 years if you keep doing the things that you're doing right now. I want you to develop a negative vision of your future. That is, a page describing in detail what's going to happen with your life in 5 years if you keep going down the path that you're currently going down. And then I want you to ask yourself, do you want to be in such a place in 5 years? And that is going to be your negative vision of your future. Because now you know exactly where life is going to take you if you don't change your current trajectory. And you got to understand that you either take action to change that future now, or that is exactly where you're going to end up at.
And the only way to achieve success is to take extreme responsibility over your life situation, the actions you take, and where you end up as a result of such actions.
Here's my advice to you today. Walk away from the 97%. Don't talk like they talk. Don't act like they act. Don't go where they go. Don't specialize in what they specialize in. Throw away the blame list they cling to. Start you a new life. Start with the simplest of disciplines. And don't bemean any of these disciplines. The smallest of disciplines starts the process of life change. And if you'll invest in this thing called discipline, you can have whatever you wish. It's called the beginning of a miracle. I do happen to believe that human beings are more than just an advanced life form. An advanced species of the animal kingdom. I do believe humans are a special creation. If you do believe in spirituality in any manner, here's my best advice. Study it and practice it. Do not neglect your values. Do not neglect your virtue.
One of the biggest excuses we make for ourselves is that it's not that simple. But nobody wants to hear that. Our minds are drawn to these fancy and complicated solutions. But more often than not, complexity doesn't work. It doesn't last because it kills consistent action. It's easy to hide behind complex solutions and avoid what really matters, which is simply just showing up and doing the work. Don't overthink it.
Everything that you have gone through has led you here today. If you could just take a second, could you just not think of where you were 12 months ago? Where you were 48 months ago? And to think of everything that you went through that didn't keep you down, and you are here. Look how far you've come.
You also know that if you don't do the hard thing, the thing that you don't want to do, that you don't feel like doing, you know if you don't do it, you're going to feel inferior. You know you're going to feel weak at that feeling. That horrible feeling, you know that feeling too. You know it. You know it's true. Those are the two outcomes. One will cause you some short-term gratification. You'll get to sleep a little bit more. You won't have to put out during a workout. You don't have to do this tedious task. You'll get some short-term gratification, but the long-term regret will be strong.
If you have a clear picture in your head of something that is going to happen, a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what, then nothing can stop it.
Everything that hurts you, find a way to overcome it. Everything that you feel is difficult for you, find a way to still do it.
If you can get a mental image of the person you would most like to become, begin now to act as that person would act in everything you do. Gradually, imperceptibly, you will actually become that person. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Before you can do what you would most like to do, you must first become the person who can do it.
What you recognize, you energize. If you ever want to get over the negative of your life, you have to stop giving it your attention. Focus on the things that you're good at. Focus on the things that are your strengths, the things that make you unique. When you give that attention, you give it recognition. And what you recognize, you energize. Once you're focused on your strength, you can move from good to great to legendary. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes dedication, but you must eliminate all the negative stuff that surrounds you. When you eliminate the negatives about you, you can eliminate them out of the mouths of others.
I think the biggest disability that we have as human beings is unbelief. Everything starts with a vision, and a man without vision dies.
1 second can actually become an eternity. That's how much you can flex. You can hesitate for 1 second to get started on something, a workout, a project, a task, something that you know you should do. You can hesitate for 1 second. That 1 second of hesitation, all of a sudden it turns into 5 seconds, and then 10 seconds, and then 10 minutes. And then just like that, you drifted into the eternity zone.
1 second became an eternity because something that was going to happen is now never going to happen, ever.
If tomorrow was not a guarantee, how far would you push? If you thought that today was your last opportunity to ever do the thing, how far would you go? How far would you go? How fast would you run? How much would you sacrifice knowing you're never going to lace it up again?
One of the worst things that could ever happen is that you one time just wake up, you are old already, look back at your lifetime, and then you start regretting that you didn't do something with your life.
Because you deserve it. You deserve your breakthrough. You deserve your next level. You deserve your healing. Stop discrediting yourself and give yourself some damn credit.
The most powerful decision you will ever make is when you decide that you are enough. You were born enough. You have always been enough. You don't need to be like anyone else to be powerful. You don't need anyone's permission, approval, or validation to be enough. When you decide right here, right now, that you are enough, you unlock miracles. The miracle to get started or keep going.
If you want to bring your best self every single day to everything that you do, the first thing you have to do is believe that you can actually get there, to believe that you can actually be your best self. It's not enough to say, I'm going to do this, and in the back of your mind, you've got that voice of doubt. You've got that voice saying, you'll never be the person that you were meant to be. You'll never be able to do that. You'll never be good enough. It's that self-doubt. It's that negative self-talk that holds most of us back from bringing our best self to the fight. Step one to becoming the best version of you is actually believing that you can get there from here.
If you're alive, you can get better. Yeah, no matter what, if you're alive, you can shift things.
You gotta embrace the storms, you know what I mean? The fears that we have, the moments of suffering, they're all part of the process. They're all part of growth. It's nature, right? You got to be able to handle those things, man.
I failed. I go back to scratch. I started realizing this is part of the process. This is part of the journey. I had to realize this is part of my process versus just saying, I'm just not good enough. If I'm not good enough, we always say that I'm just not good enough, and then we try something else. I'm going to make myself good enough. And that became my mentality. I'm going to make myself good enough.
Don't allow people, if you can, to place their impossibilities on your life.
And no matter what someone says, no matter who it is that says it, the only way that you can lose on this journey is by giving up. There are no failures. There's only quitting. Every single failure, every single hardship, every single obstacle is going to serve you if you allow yourself to let it serve you.
The formula for failure, a few errors in judgment repeated every day for 1 month, starts the weakness, starts the disaster process. You can imagine what happens in 6 years. Now here's the formula for success. A few simple disciplines practiced every day. And if you decide today to go for the apple instead of the Hershey bar, I'm telling you, you have begun the process of turning your life around. And if you keep up that process, not only with your health habits, but with your money habits and with your communication habits, with your sales habits and management habits and every other habit that you've got, if you'll start that process, eliminate the errors and replace it with disciplines practiced, I'm telling you, you can start this process of life change immediately. After today, you don't ever have to be the same again, only by choice.
Thank you.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, or watch the things you gave your life for broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. Yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
There are lions in every zoo. And even though they are raised in that habitat, and most of them were born there, raised there, it should be its natural habitat to be inside of that cage. It's all of its experience are right there inside of that cage. Every moment of its life has been lived in that cage. But there's a reason why they keep that door locked. They keep it caged because the instincts of that lion says, I belong, I deserve, I thirst for something outside of this cage. And the same thing is true with you. There were times where you've known that this job is not yours. This place that you're in, there's something bigger than this. There's a city you were raised in and something told you, I've got to move out of here. I've got to go after something. There's a whole world for me to explore. Your instincts are already telling you it's time to grow.
You know that thing that you have to do that sucks? That thing? Yeah. Whether it's squats or your workout or going for a run or some paperwork or a project. That thing that you have to do that you know sucks. Well, the longer you wait, the longer it takes. Your situation will either be the reason you don't make it, or it will be the story you tell when you do make it, and you get to make that choice.
In the darkest corners of life, there's a secret power hiding in the shadows. It holds the key to transforming ordinary individuals into superhumans. Anyone can access it, but almost no one does. But if you're going to reach your fullest potential, it is vital that you find it within yourself. Life is not a spectator sport. It's a battlefield. It's a battlefield where the victorious are not the most talented. They're not the most gifted. They're not the ones who were born with the right last name. It's not something you're born with. It's something you forge in the fires of adversity.
It's time to evolve. It's time to do what beasts do. But you can't do that until you realize that there is something greater inside of you. How do you get out of a cage? How do you get out of a place where you've been stuck? You've been confined with what you can be. It begins with a desire to test your limits. It begins with a desire to see if you can finally get out of here and discover what's on the other side of that cage wall and see if the realm that you're supposed to have dominion on is bigger than the size of your cubicle.
So never feel sorry for yourself. Never ask what else can go wrong. You just stay in the fight. When you die, you'll know, because you're no longer fighting. The dragon is all of the things, the way you self-sabotage, those self-limiting beliefs. You're not that smart. You're not that good looking. Everything internal is dragon. When you learn to master the dragon and fight through the bear, you have mastered life, my friends. And mastering the dragon means doing the self-work, doing the work that you gotta do even when you don't feel like it. Even when your emotions tell you not to. Even when you begin to negotiate and the inner critic comes out, still do it.
It's like a piece of iron, and life is the blacksmith pounding it into shape. Every blow, every setback, every crushing defeat is shaping you into the most powerful version of yourself. It's not about avoiding failure. It's about embracing it. It's about learning from it and using it to grow stronger. You have to change the way you see yourself. You are not a victim of circumstances. You're a warrior in the arena of life. The storms will come. People will criticize you. You will fail. And the crushing weight of your reality will make you feel like giving up. That's when you call upon the awesome power of resilience and drive on.
I want to see what it feels like to be the greatest me. I don't care how people, if people agree with it or not, I don't care what people say. I want to see what the greatest me looks like. And I'm not there yet. I'm not. But you better bet that I'm progressing towards that person every single day.
The decisions that matter most in life, you have control over. Choosing love over hate, you have control over that. Choosing to get out of bed instead of hitting snooze, that's on you. Using pain to fuel you rather than break you, incredible opportunity. See, it's not about trying to control the outcome of the game. See, you can train and practice for hours, early mornings, late nights, blood, sweat, and tears, and the hard truth is sometimes it still won't work out. So it's about controlling who you become. Who do you become in those early mornings and those late nights?
One can have no smaller or greater mastery than mastery over oneself. That's Da Vinci. Da Vinci did amazing things with his life. I wanted to do equally amazing things with mine. And if that's the game that we're playing, if I can construct my belief system, if I can choose at any moment to believe something that's more empowering than I was believing the moment before, and that will actually find its way into my actions, allow me to do things that I couldn't do the moment before. To me, the very fundamental purpose of life is to find out how many skills I can acquire that have utility and then put that utility to the test in service of something greater than myself.
Life, I've discovered, always sends you scenarios perfectly designed to teach you the lessons you most need to learn to get to your next grade of growth. Things never unfold for your failure. Everything always happens in your favor. And we are most alive when we are closest to our fears.
Who do you become in those hours of practice? Or are you just looking at the scoreboard? Is that the only thing that matters to you? See, life is so much more than just what's on the scoreboard. Life is about what goes into putting points on the scoreboard. This is about the means, the process. What path do you walk to get to the end? It's about spending time with the man or woman deep down that you know is meant for more. Who do you see when you stare yourself back in the mirror? Now, who do other people see? Have you just been going through life putting on a front?
But you gotta want it more than anything. You gotta desire that roar that's inside of you that says, get up and go after it. That is given to you by God so that you can find out just how much of a king or a queen or royalty that you are. But you can't have it until you desire to see what's on the other side of your cage.
You know, I heard a quote one time from Vincent van Gogh that really rang true. He said, he has dedicated his life to his art and he has lost his mind in the process. When I sat and I thought about that, it sounded very familiar. I have given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind, but in a good way. To regular society, to people who wake up at 9 a.m., who clock out at 5 p.m., they would look at me and say, I've lost my mind. But me, I have found it almost.
It's okay to be unbalanced for a while.
It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say. You got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And it takes being obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
There is a difference between passion and obsession. When you're passionate, everybody cheers you on. They're stoked for you. Oh, you found your passion? Awesome. Follow your passion. Live with passion. Be passionate. When you're obsessed, they're like, why you gotta be so crazy? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts. If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential.
Or when you ask yourself, do you know that you're coming up short? Do you know that you're not playing for loud? Do you know that you're more concerned with what other people think about you rather than what you think about you? Have you gotten so out of touch with the beginning first steps? Remember when you started? Remember when you said this was on your heart? Remember when you said this was on your soul? This was your mission. This was your purpose. But you've let society, you've let cultures and everything pull you in every which way direction. These distractions have gotten the best of you, but no more. That ends today. Because I'm done letting you play yourself short. I'm letting you sell yourself short because you were meant for so much more. And I want you to see that. You want to see that. I know you do. You look yourself in the mirror and you know that there's somebody deep down with greatness, with fire staring back at you. And you want to know how to bring them to the forefront. That decision is right here and right now.
Is not about the trophy and the accolades. It's about the grind. It's about the obstacles. It's about the challenges. It's about the pain that you endure along the way for that 30 seconds of being able to either stand on the platform, be acknowledged by individuals that are close to you. But when that happens, your mind has to immediately shift back because now you felt and tasted something that you can only get through winning. Are you willing to do it again?
I believe you're happiest not when you're watching TV. You're not happiest when you're playing with your apps. You're not happiest when you're looking for likes. You're not happiest when you're fooling around. You're happiest when you're growing.
At some point, you got to stop negotiating the price and decide your will to win is not for sale. Here's the truth. Most people's dreams can be bought. With enough failure, with enough rejection, they can't still fight. And their will to win is buyable. You can buy it. With a little success or a whole bunch of failure, most people will sell their will to win. But if you decide at this meeting, my will cannot be bought. I don't care how long it takes, you can't buy this dude out. I'll keep fighting for my family. I'm the one. I'm going to change my family tree forever. That's the decision. Decide now. You're going to keep negotiating the price or can you not be bought?
Quote that I've fallen in love with, the magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
There are a number of descriptive words that are used for people that accomplish greatness. Driven, committed, focused. But the one that stands out above all others is relentless. A relentless spirit that pushes through any adversity, any challenge, or any obstacle, that pushes them out on the other side to triumph and achievement beyond what most people can even imagine.
That's the mountain. Now that mountain is made up of a million little steps. You establish a mountain, and then after that, you don't look to the summit. Forget about it. You can't even see it. Just focus on the next step in front of you, right? You put one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, and you just keep your head down. You keep working, you keep working, you keep working, and the next thing you know, you find yourself at the top.
No, you have to hit rock bottom. That's the way up. Yeah, rock bottom is beautiful. The struggle of coming back is beautiful. That struggle. It doesn't appear like it's beautiful while you're going through it, but it's just being tested. And without a test, there's no testimony. Life tests you. Sometimes life annihilates you. But it's only up to you if you want to take some more. It's going to dish it out. But eventually, if you don't quit, it'll be merciful to you.
Let's see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man. Get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Keep going.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret.
Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a dick today? You want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
It's unwavering. It's indomitable. And it is the kind of thing that if you possess it, makes you the one percenter. Relentless is not merely a state of mind, it is an absolute way of life that embodies the idea that no obstacle is too great, no challenge too daunting, and no setback insurmountable. The relentless individual refuses to accept defeat, consistently pushing the boundaries of their potential and striving to live in excellence.
Somebody who does not have enough courage, who does not have enough discipline, who does not have willpower, maybe he just does not have the power anymore to keep on going and going and going after he failed so many times. But because of these failures, because there is something inside of you which feels that you don't want to fail the fourth and fifth and sixth time anymore. Because of this, something else inside of you starts to become very, very strong. And once again, and then you only need to keep repeating and going, repeating and going. Don't lose sight.
It's the starting line. And what a beautiful place to be. Where else would you want to be? To be standing at the edge of a new life, the edge of a new opportunity, the edge of a new path that you can walk. And I know that you might look up and see the mountain before you, the heights that you can't even see the tops of. But there's no place you'd rather be. Because right now, in this place, is the beginning of something beautiful. The opportunity to create like you've never created. The opportunity to let go of everything, all of that baggage that's kept you down in the past. You can let it go starting now.
In our journey of life, if we are doing it correctly, we will have dreams and aspirations, goals and objectives, desires for success, and the ability to position ourselves to help others. Our success in achieving any of these things will be based largely on our ability to endure along the way. Endurance is the foundation upon which greatness is built and is a beacon of strength and resilience.
Sometimes when your body just hurts, your legs hurt, they're sore, but that's how you get better. And the only way that you can get better is by pushing yourself beyond what you believe you're capable of doing.
Nothing you want is going to happen in your timing. It almost never does. So everything you ask God for, it comes in a process. It's going to happen. It's the never giving up that hurts people the most. You pray for something, you ask God for something. Then when it don't happen in your time, then you create these human excuses. That just didn't happen in your timing. But I can almost assure you, nothing you want is going to happen in your timing. It almost never does.
Relentless embodies success. Relentless embodies setting the standard for others to follow. It's the antidote to adversity. It pairs with resiliency. In a world teeming with distractions and obstacles, relentlessness is the compass that guides us towards our goals. It is the force that turns ordinary individuals into extraordinary achievers and transforms dreams into reality. It's a trait reserved for a chosen few.
Be behind what doesn't serve you anymore. You have to see that it doesn't serve you anymore and believe that there is more for you out there. Take that first step. Be in the space where you are at right now. Stand 10 toes down and look at it with a heart full and clear eyes and say, this is where I belong. This is where I'm meant to be. Because tomorrow I'll be further along. And next month I'll be even further. Watch what I become in 6 months. Watch what I become in a year. I'll be unrecognizable. Imagine that. You knew exactly what you looked like last year and the year before. But you don't have any idea about who the version of you will be in 1 year, 12 months. That can be you.
Now is the only time that action can occur. The present moment is the only time in which we can do anything. So if not now, when? If I want to do something, now is the perfect time to do it because it's literally the only time anything can be done. I'm poised for action in the present moment. This is the moment that you've been waiting for. Your whole life has actually conspired to bring you to this exact point. Now is the time to act.
You're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. You might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking. And if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
The next 3 months and donate that time to your future self. Commit to something that you're going to thank yourself for doing a year from today. Just accept the fact right now that the next 90 days of your life do not belong to the current version of yourself. It belongs to the future version of yourself. Because all it takes is 3 months of consistent action to set yourself up for a successful year. This time next year, you don't want to look back and say to yourself, damn, I wish I spent my time doing this. So how are you going to spend the next 3 months? Are you going to set yourself up for success, or is it just going to be another year?
You have it in you if you choose to keep going. Because if you have that energy today, then why can't you have it tomorrow? And why can't you have it the next day? And why can't you have it the day after that? 1 foot in front of the other, 1 foot in front of the other. Just like for you on your journey in life, that's sometimes what it feels like. You feel like you have nothing left in the tank, but sometimes you just connect to something, and that something causes you to take just one more step.
Because every day is a battle. Every day is a battle because your mind wants to choose the path of least resistance. Every day. But you don't become better by ever doing that. You become normal, and I don't want to be normal.
Everything in your life right now, everything you have, everything you do not have right now, are all results of your past actions. And that's hard to accept for a lot of us. But until you accept that, you will not be able to move forward. And when you do accept that, you take ownership and control over your life.
Short-term pleasure equals long-term pain. And short-term pain equals long-term pleasure. Everything you're looking for is on the other side of short-term suffering. And everything you don't want is on the other side of avoiding that suffering.
It's many sprints inside a marathon of life where the winning line, finish line, is constantly changing. It's constantly moving. It's constantly evolving.
Sadness comes from a perceived lack of options. It's why it feels like hopelessness. You don't know what to do. Anxiety comes from many options, but no priorities. And you solve that by making a decision. And you solve sadness by figuring out what to do, which means that it's something that you can solve through knowledge.
So there's only two things that control the quality of your life. Please jot them down. For the rest of your life, you want to remember. The quality of my life is controlled by two things: meaning and emotion. meaning and emotion. The meaning you give to things controls the emotion that you feel.
Develop a sense of urgency. Get the reputation as the person who does things fast. Develop a reputation for speed and dependability, and your future will just open up in front of you. We're working fast, that sense of urgency. Act now, do it now, do it now, do it now. Most people just sort of shuffle through life. You know, they get to it when they feel like it. But all the excellent people, all the high performers have a sense of urgency.
Things never feel like they're changing in the moment. Day by day, minute by minute, it's easy to feel like you're making no progress. So you get frustrated and feel like you're not doing enough. But the reality is, everything is compounding. The day things feel different doesn't happen overnight. The miles you have to overcome aren't conquered in one step, so just keep moving.
All of us walk around with stories about our lives, why choices were made, why things went wrong. Stories are the way we make sense of our lives. But what happens when the stories we tell are misleading or incomplete or just wrong? Well, instead of providing clarity, these stories keep us stuck. The way we narrate our lives shapes what they become. We talk so much in our culture about getting to know ourselves, but part of getting to know yourself is to unknow yourself, to let go of the one version of the story you've been telling yourself so that you can live your life and not the story that you've been telling yourself about your life. What would happen if you looked at your story and wrote it from another person's point of view? What would you see now from this wider perspective?
Just keep on going down that path of alignment, that path of truth, that path of love and authenticity and gratitude. Keep going down that path, you know, because that's the path where you will find yourself.
Once you understand that you can control the future of your life, it gives you the single most powerful emotion that you can feel, hope. And most people live in a state of quiet desperation. They can't pay their bills. They don't feel healthy. They wake up and they're anxious. So why are these things taking place? And if you can address that and understand that if you want to feel different, you must believe that that which you want is already yours and that time-space continuum just has to catch up.
You think you have to become something to become someone. I'm telling you right now, you already were created a someone, a special someone at that. You know the statistics of you being you. But yet, we're sitting here thinking that we have to become something to be great. For a lot of us in here, our next level is not upward. It's going inward.
Nobody is going to save you. Nobody is going to make it easy for you. Nobody can live your life for you, endure your pain for you, choose your struggles for you. Nobody can experience the growth that comes from loss for you. Nobody can build your confidence through 1,000 tiny failures for you. Nobody can lie awake crying about some inconsolable loss that hurts so much it creates a bottomless pit of emptiness for you. Nobody can learn the lessons for you. You get to do that. You have the honor and privilege to suffer and overcome that suffering, only to suffer and overcome again and again and again. This is called being alive.
Don't let yourself slip away. Come back to the moment. Set your intention. And go do what you need to do.
I think we have to clearly define what optimism is. Optimism is the undying belief that the future is bright, but it allows for reality to exist. And I think complacency has no room to exist in blind positivity, or as we're calling it, sort of blind optimism. So for example, we can be in darkness, we can be in difficulty, and we can be in struggle. And the optimist says, look, these are hard times. And I do not know how long we are going to be in these hard times, but what is necessary is for us to come together, work hard, take care of each other, and I am confident that we will get through this and come out of this stronger than we went in. That's what optimism sounds like.
It's hard to believe things that you can't see. It's hard to believe these things. But if you can actually sit there and have a conversation with yourself and believe that all things are possible, then everything is possible, because like I said, it all starts with the mind, and the mind is is the controlling factor of everything. The mind is like the steering wheel of your life. And if you can't take control of your mind, somebody else will control it for you.
Edit your life. What's most important to you? And when you do that, you do that exercise with yourself, things become clear rather quickly. Say, I want to be the best, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. And if things in your life don't line up with that, get rid of that. It's not important.
I think that it's always the toughest times in your life that define who you are, much more so than the easiest times or the best times. So failures are typically some of the hardest times of your life. So when I look back and I see all sort of the pivotal moments in my life, it was always the struggle. It was always the failure that motivated me, not the like loveliness of success.
One day at a time, you're gonna say, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this. And you do those things. And you wake up the next day and you say, I'm still in this shitty situation. I don't have any confidence. I don't feel good. But I did do what I was supposed to do yesterday. And that's where it starts. It starts this little bitty win that is seemingly insignificant. And then you go around the second day and you say, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this. And you do those things. So you're doing these things day in and day out. And day in and day out. And eventually those things that on the first day were so f***ing hard for you are now just part of who you are. And not only are they part of who you feel great about who you're becoming.
Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present, because only then it's possible that the mind is free, capacity is free, and now you can completely immerse into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived. You have arrived.
You have to align with what's most important to you, what you really believe in, what's meaningful for you. That if you settle for something less than that, while you might have to do it because you have to pay your bills, you can't ever give up pursuing what's going to make you feel most alive. Because ultimately, I really believe probably the most sacred thing in our lives that we can give another human being besides our love is our labor.
But when nobody's watching, what are you doing? And so if success today was your boss and success was watching you over the last 7 days with the sound off and there was a video camera following you around it, is success impressed with you? Is success saying, I will see you soon, my friend? Or what if success was watching you, they go, wow, the actions sure don't match up to the words. Because at the end of the day, the truth of the matter is, what we do produces results, not what we say. What we do ultimately dictates the results in our life.
So think about how you feel when somebody breaks that contract. When breaks that commitment to you, everything's done. Handshake, everything's negotiated, all the way it's done, it's over with. And they say they're not going to do it. You should be more pissed off with breaking a commitment to yourself. And people do it all the time. People do it all the time.
One of the best quotes I've ever heard on this subject is from Rumi. He said, yesterday, I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today, I'm wise, so I'm changing myself.
Most people aren't happy, bro. Most people spend a third of their life working at a job they don't like so they can make not enough money, in a relationship that they don't want to be in, doing things that they don't want to do. Most people have an idea of who they want to be, but they're not doing a single thing about it. So if that's not the outcome that you want, why do you do the exact same things that they do? If you want different, then you're going to have to be different. And being different comes with its own set of consequences. People aren't going to understand you. You're going to miss parties. You're not going to have as much fun according to the world. You're going to have to say no to yourself a lot of the time. You're either going to have to face the consequences of being different now or wishing you were different later.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.